The economy was the big issue for Super Tuesday voters, along with high fuel prices, according to exit polls. But reproductive freedom, contraceptive use, health care for women have all emerged as political talking points. Call them bullet points or call them inflammatory rhetoric. Women right at the center. We're joined now by Jennifer DeJournette, president and co-founder of Voices of Conservative Women, a nonprofit that works to get women engaged in the political process. Jennifer, welcome to the program.
Welcome. Thank you very much.
You know, let's just tick them off here. We've got state legislatures debating issues like transvaginal ultrasound as a mandatory component to women seeking abortion. You've got the whole contraceptive use debate and health care coverage that began with a directive from the White House. And then, of course, you've got this Rush Limbaugh business where he made these terribly insulting comments about a Georgetown University law student who was testifying on that issue. All of it is in the mix. What do you make of it all?
Well, you know, I think the 2012 election has begun. I think everybody knows that women's votes are key to winning. We outvote men every election cycle across all demographics by 5 percentage points, according to Rutgers University. And so people need to put us on different sides of the playing field. And obviously, the social issues, the left has been very effective at using women and using women's issues to do that. And unfortunately, I think we all need to turn around and decide that if our economy keeps failing, then all of our choices are being made for us. So we all need to get back on message.
Right. I mean, that's Santorum's economic message last night. But you said the left has been really good at this. In fact, hasn't been the GOP that's been either really bad at this or has raised a lot of issues that are alienating women, according to a lot of polling information, particularly on the contraceptive issue?
Well, you know, I think it's because that we keep the right keeps walking into it, and you know, Rush Limbaugh's comments were not helpful.
Yeah.
I mean, that was just not helpful. I think any reasonable person would say that. And I think that we really have a problem with communicating our messages and topics with women voters. And a lot of that is because, truthfully, that the left has done a really good job engaging women for the past 20
right.
years and in talking about things that that matter to them.
Well, Jennifer, do you have a song for the campaign that might bring women back or at least eradicate something of this gender gap that we've alluded to this morning, a campaign song that might suggest what you think is going on right now?
I would say it's We Are Family. by the Pointer Sisters. I just think that at the end of the day, we all need to work together, and so we're all family, no matter what no matter where you are.
All right, well, we'll play a little of that for you. We got the Sister Sledge version anyway.
Oh, well, that's good.
You know, Jennifer, maybe you ought to put that on an MP3 file and send it to this guy, Rush Limbaugh.
Good plan. Yeah, I think so. But we just, it's really important. Women, the Republican Party really does need to make an effort in 2012 to come out and speak to women voters and use the ambassadors in the party to do that.
All right, and she's one of them, Jennifer DeJournette, president and co-founder of Voices of Conservative Women, speaking to us from Minneapolis.
I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, the New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for the New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.